Om Jnana Timinandasya Jana Jana Sulakaya Saksu Smilitan Jaina Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapanantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, when will he give me shelter under his lotus feet? Akila Rasamrita Murti Prasri Mara Ruchirudha Tarakapali Kalita Shama Lalito Radha Prayan Vidur Jayati. Let Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be glorified. By virtue of his expanding attractive features, he subjugated the gopis named Taraka and Pali and absorbed Shama and Lalita. He is the most attractive lover of Srimati Radharani, and he is the reservoir of pleasure for all devotional mellows. That's the end of the Mangalacharan. The first song, this one, everyone knows. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kebala Bhakati Sadma Bandana Moy Sabadana Mate. Vandana moi sabadana mate Jahara prasade bai E baba toriyaya Krishna prapti hoy jah hoy te Krishna prapti hoy jah hoy te To the lotus feet of my spiritual master, which are the abode of pure devotional service, I, who am very fallen, bow down with great care and attention in my heart. O brother, crossing the realm of repeated birth and death by his mercy, we will attain Krishna. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitite Koriya Aikya Harana Kori Ho Mane Sri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttama Gati Je prasare pure savasa Prasare De prasade pore sava I will make the words for my spiritual master's lotus mouth one with my heart. I do not want the desire for any other thing to stay in my heart. Love for the spiritual master's lotus feet is the highest goal. By his mercy, all desires are fulfilled. Taku danna dilo je janme janme prabhu se Devya gyan rede prakasito Prema bhakti jahoite avidya vinasayate Veda gai dhara charito Veda gai dhara charito He who gave me my eyes so that I could see is my Lord, birth after birth. He made divine knowledge shine in my heart. From him has come prema bhakti, which destroys ignorance. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character. Sri Guru Ka Runa Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Loka Na Lokera Jivana Aha Prabhu Koda Daya Deha More Parachaya Hebe Yasa Gosukhi Bhuvana Ebe asa gusukti bhuvana O spiritual master, O ocean of mercy, O friend of the fallen, O Lokanath, O life of the world, O master, be merciful to me. Give me the shade of your feet. May your glories be proclaimed in the three worlds. Vaishnava charana renu Bhushana kariya tanu Jaha haite anu baba Marjana Aya Bhajana Saru Sangeyanu Chana Ajnana Abhidya Paradaya. By making the dust of the Vaishnava's feet the ornament of my body, ecstatic love comes. Washing the Vaishnava's lotus feet is my method of worship. By always associating with the Vaishnavas, I shall overcome the darkness of ignorance. O Srila Sanatana Goswami, O Srila Rupa Goswami, who are two deep wells of the nectar of pure love, two personifications of the splendid nectar of the divine couple, and two desire trees by whose mercy the entire world is freed from suffering. All Srila Rupa and Sanatana, all glories to you. In your books, you two great souls clearly describe Prema Bhakti. You are reservoirs of the sweet nectar of the divine couple. Hearing about you brings great bliss to the heart. You are fabulously wealthy. You possess ecstatic love for the youthful divine couple, a love more precious than gold purified in 10,000 flames. O Rupa and Sanatana, all glories to you. I beg you, give me in charity some of these jeweled necklaces. I shall eternally engage in the ninefold processes of devotional service, which is the essential message of the Bhagavatam, and I shall not worship the demigods. I say to you, O brothers, devotional service is the most exalted kind of worship. A bhakti parama bhajan, worshipping with prema, is the most exalted. Doing bhajan, doing service with prema, is the most exalted type of bhajan. Sadhu shastra guru bhakya chetite koriya aikya satita baisiba prema majje. Kama jnani bhakti heen ihara kariva bhin narottama e tattva gache. Making the words of the gurus, sadhus, and shastras one with my heart, I constantly float and swim in the ocean of pure love. I am different from the karmis and jnanis who have no devotion for Krishna. Narottama speaks the truth. Song 2. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana kama anavrita anukulena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada Nuktam. Srila Rupa Goswami has said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Uttama Bhakti, or unalloyed devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, involves the rendering of devotional service in such a way that it is favorable to the Lord. It pleases Him. This devotional service should be free from any extra motive. It should be devoid of the desire for karma, impersonal jnana, and all other selfish desires. Rejecting all other desires, abandoning all philosophical speculation and fruit of selfish work, in the company of the devotees, I will worship and serve Krishna Chandra with my body and mind. I will not worship the demigods. I will not worship the devis. Devotional service is the reason for my life. Devotedly follow the path of the great devotees in the past. properly using your body and mind, don't neglect either the regulative devotional practices or the remembrance of the Lord's pastimes. Always, always, always reject the company of the impious. Give up attraction to non-devotional songs. Leave the Kamis and Gyanis far away. Only associate with devotees. Take pleasure in hearing the nectar descriptions of pure love for Krishna. Become flooded in the nectar of the narrations of the Lord's pastimes in Brajadham. My dear devotees, please listen carefully. This is association with Narottama Das Thakur in this holy place. Perhaps some hints of how we can progress will become revealed by his mercy within our heart. That was what I said. That was not what Narottama said. Putting the yogis, the swamis, the kamis, the gyanis, the demigod worshippers and meditators far away, and rejecting the torments that are fruit of work, ordinary religion, and other yogas, just worship Lord Giridhari. The struggle to travel to various holy pilgrimage places is simply the mind's mistake. Because to make spiritual advancement, all one actually needs is the lotus feet of Govinda. Abandoning pride, abandoning envy, and with firm faith in your heart, always worship Govinda without deviation. See the devotees of Krishna. Associate with the devotees of Krishna. Faithfully engage in the ninefold processes of devotional service, which includes hearing about the Lord, chanting his glories, and worshiping him, offering obeisances to him and remembering him. Following these activities enlightens the devotee with spiritual knowledge. I shall use these senses to serve Govinda, and I shall decline to worship the various demigods and demigoddesses. I shall only speak about pure devotional service. The numberless different philosophies and conceptions of life are all products of a conditioned soul's pride. Trying to understand them brings no benefit, but only a pain within the mind. The insubordinate senses are like enemies that live within the body. Tell the ear to hear, and it may rebel, refusing to hear. Tell the mind to understand a particular point or become firm in a certain way, and it may very well disobey. I shall fight with lust. I shall fight with anger. I shall fight with bewilderment, greed, madness, envy, and pride. Defeating them, I will become blissful at heart, and I will very easily be able to worship Lord Govinda. Lust, here's his methods of fighting. Lust, I will engage in offering the fruit of my work to Krishna. Anger, I will direct towards the enemies of the devotees. Greed, I will engage by being greedy to hear Krishna Katha, the topics of Lord Hari, in the association of saintly devotees. Bewilderment will be manifest because I cannot immediately obtain my worshipable Lord. Madness will be there. Madness will also be there when I madly glorify the transcendental attributes of Krishna. In this way, I will engage each of these in the service of Krishna. If lust is not controlled, it becomes the breeding ground for unlimited other vices. And it checks one's advancement on the path of devotional service. However, if one stays in the association of saintly devotees, that association will carry him beyond the influence of lust, anger, and their friends. I shall not become angry. I shall renounce anger. I shall become free from my six enemies, such as greed and bewilderment. I shall control my mind. And I shall always remember Krishna Chandra. When lust and his friends hear the word Govinda, they immediately begin to flee, as a herd of elephants flees when it hears a lion's roar. If one engages in single-pointed devotional service to Lord Krishna, then that worshipper attains transcendental bliss, and and all kinds of calamities flee far from him. Don't sin. Take no interest in profit, adoration, distinction. Instead, just meditate on the lotus feet of Govinda. In this way, Narottama says, all sufferings will go far away, and transcendental bliss, pure love for Krishna, will spontaneously awaken in your heart. Give up the association of the impious non-devotees. Give up the tendency to find fault in others. Don't follow any spiritual path other than devotional service. Don't worship the demigods. If one takes to the worship of the demigods, he becomes deviated from the path of devotional service. Oh, brothers, oh, sisters, please become attached to your worshipable Lord alone. Ishtadeva Stana Lila Gan. Serve him without deviation and sing the glories of his pastimes. I will now quote the words of Hanuman, who demonstrates this exclusive devotion to one's worshipable deity. Hanuman said, Srinate, Srinate Janakanate, Abhida Paramatmani, Tatapi Mama Savesham Rama Kamala Lochana, Srinate Janakanate, Abhida Paramatmani, Tatapi Mama Sarvasvam Rama Kamala Lochana. Although he is not different from Lord Narayan, Lord aside Lord Ram, he alone is the be-all and end-all of my life. If one attains the planets of the demigods, one can enjoy so much, or the pittas, and there one enjoys celestial happiness, then I congratulate him, saying, well done, sadhu, sadhu, well done, well done. However, I myself would never strive to attain such a thing. Narottama says, for myself, I am content simply to worship the divine couple and swim and float in the bliss of pure love for them. This pure love is the most valuable object in the three worlds. Although I have taken so much trouble to enjoy the miserable sense gratification of this world, I shall now give it up. I shall now reside in Braj. I shall serve Govinda. I shall hear and chant the topics of Krishna. I shall chant the holy names of Krishna. And at every moment, I shall relish the transcendental mellows of devotional service in the association of the Brijbasis. Braja Jana Sange Anuchana. I shall always aspire to serve the Lord, and great faith in the Lord shall be manifest in my mind. In this way, I shall remain always fearless in all situations. Narottama Das says, somehow or other, I've accepted the role of a non-devotee. O my Master, O great soul, please protect and deliver me. Tumi ta dayara sindhu, adama janera bandhu, mora prabhu kara abadan. O Lord, you are an ocean of mercy. You are the friend of the fallen souls. Please notice me. I have become like a non-devotee, swallowed by the timangila fish of lust. O Lord, please protect me. In every birth I repeatedly offended you. In every birth I failed to worship you sincerely. No one is as fallen as I. Nevertheless, you are the only goal of my life. O Lord of my life, please do not abandon me. O Lord, you are known as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen, and you are also known as Shyamasundar. Please do not ignore my appeal. Even if I am an offender, I think that you are the real goal of life. That is the truth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please do not neglect me. O Master of my life, please hear my words. Even if I have committed offenses, even if I have committed them to you, I always think of you as my master. Please allow me to serve you as your associate and your follower. Lust has destroyed my mind. I do not know what is actually beneficial for me. Oh Lord, you glance mercifully on all living entities, and you are like a desire tree fulfilling the desires of everyone. Please accept me as your servant. O Lord, you will not see anyone in these three planetary systems who is as fallen as I am. O Lord, please accept the name Narottam Pavana, the deliverer of Narottama, and let that name be broadcast throughout the material world. O Lord Shyamasundar, O lifter of Govanan Hill Giridhari, O deliverer of the fallen, please accept me as your servant. Narottama Das is very unhappy. O Lord, please engage him in your Sankirtan, and thus make him happy. O Lord, I am very afraid that I will not be able to overcome the many obstacles that stop me from advancing in devotional service. O Lord, at every moment I beg you to remove those obstacles. Song 4. O Lord, I do not perform the painful activity of thinking about anything other than you, but instead, I only talk and think about your lotus feet. O Lord, I constantly and without deviation glorify your transcendental attributes in the assembly of devotees. I shall not perform any vows not related to you. I shall not give in charity except as service to you. I shall not acquire knowledge except to serve you. I shall not worship the demigods. I shall not serve anyone other than you. I shall simply, blissfully wander about, repeatedly calling out, O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
Ha ha Krishna bale bale bhedara ananda kori, wandering about, blissfully calling out with a full heart, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No one but you will stay in my mind. Jivane manane gati Radha Krishna pranapati Dohara priti rasa suke. During the life of this body, and even after its death, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna will always remain my goal, and they will remain the two masters of my life's breath. I worship the divine couple and swim and float in the nectarian ocean of love for them. I pray that the descriptions of their forms, the descriptions of their qualities, and the description of their pastimes may always remain within my heart. Please give me the service of the lotus feet of the divine couple. Please give that charity to me. My mind is filled with love for the divine couple, whose youthful forms are like the beautiful forms of King Kamadev and his queen Rati. I place a straw between my teeth and place the following appeal before the lotus feet of the divine couple. O Sri Sri Kishori, Kishore Kishori.
O Sri Sri Kishore Kishori.
O Lord Shyamasunda.
O Lord Shyamasunda.
O Prince of Braj.
O Prince of Braj.
O beautiful girl named Sri Radhika.
O beautiful girl named Sri Radhika.
O daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. O Srimati Radharani.
O Srimati Radharani.
Who is as beautiful as a golden Ketaki flower?
Who is as beautiful as a golden Ketaki flower?
O Lord Shyamasunda.
O Lord Shyamasunda.
Who is as splendid as a blue sapphire?
Who is as splendid as a blue sapphire?
O lords whose transcendental glory crushes Kamadev's pride into fine powder.
O Lord
whose transcendental glory crushes Kamadev's pride into fine powder. O two crest jewels of all expert dancers.
Expert,
please allow my mind to remain wrapped in thinking of your transcendental qualities. O lords whose limbs are decorated with many jeweled ornaments.
O lords
whose limbs are decorated with
many jeweled ornaments.
Narottama Das approaches your lotus feet.
Sachinandan Swami approaches your lotus feet.
And says, my lords, I wish that I may attain transcendental bliss by singing the glories of your transcendental qualities
both day and night.
That is my mind's desire. So that is the end of song 4. Let the words and the mood of Narottama Das Thakur gently coat our chanting of Krishna's holy names. Srila Narottama Das Thakur,